to realize what a womanizing sleazeball you are. I hope you never get hired to direct or star in another film.
If it wasn't for this fucking cell phone leak, you would have had your fucking movie. You would have had your dream script, your dream cast, everything.
And I've seen all your movies. You know, you have some real talent, man. Really could have did something or made something with yourself. But all you wanted to do was waste it away on fucking bitches and getting high. Now look at you. You're just sad fucking sight.
I seriously need to come up with a name for this, people, because it seems to always be around this time of year, around the Oscar season time of year, that a little critic host, a founder of Movie Spoilers here, gets together with himself to do special reviews of movies that I usually get screeners for. And it comes from a lot of independent directors and a lot of studios and stuff like that. And right now I'm doing a special review here. And I need to come up with a name for this because it seems I do this every year now. But people, obviously, phenomenal one here, do a special review, like I said, of a movie by a filmmaker here, Sean Weathers. And I'm here to talk about The Fappening, which is the name of his movie, which is pretty much a horror satire of fame. And what we have here is we got to go ahead and give a plot synopsis. We got directed and written by Sean Weathers, like I said. And he's also in the movie playing the lead character. Now, I know people what they're saying. I can hear it now. They're going like, P1, I know that is like one of your most pet peeves of films, is you don't like people that direct, write, and star in their own film. It's just too much to handle. How do I feel about this one? Well, I have to get into it in a little bit, but gonna go ahead. Oh, another thing too is here, Mr. Sean. So this is obviously my first review of your work here. Even though you asked me to do this, I have to put this disclaimer out there. You're a nice guy, but if I don't like your fucking movie, it will receive a fuck it. Don't take this harsh. I say this about everyone's film, and I'm saying it for yours as well, too. But let's go ahead and give a plot synopsis here, which, by the way, this is a horror film, so we already know how I feel about horror, too. But Alan Smithy, played by Sean Weathers, he's a struggling filmmaker, which you wouldn't know that if you talk to him, because in the back of his head, he thinks he's, like, up and coming, the next big thing. He's friends with Robert De Niro. Bobby D, baby. He's friends with Bobby D. But the truth of the matter is, he just makes straight-to-DVD little films. So he's kind of like Z. And pretty much trying to break into the business. But, you know, he has a drug problem. And he's a huge sex addict, like myself. And he's just fucking nonstop a bunch of celebrities. And he video records them, like me again, and takes photos of them. And one day his phone gets leaked or hacked and leaks all the photos and videos out all over the web, and it destroys these girls' careers. I think one of them's even a whore, and somehow he managed to destroy her career. Which, by the way, that whore was looking hot as fuck in this movie. Matter of fact, well, we're going to get into the women of this film. They all look good. Well, a couple of them at least. But, you know, so they go into this whole, you know, they're going to sue him and blah, 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 et cetera, because, you know, he's ruined their career. And, you know, he starts to slowly see his career just declines even more. I mean, there's even a part where he wrote one of the, I mean, he can't pay rent, blah, do this. He can't feed himself. I mean, there's even a part where he can't even pay his fucking drug dealer. He owed his drug dealer $10,000 somehow. And there's even a part where, like I said, he was writing a script. And apparently it's the best script he's ever written. He's been working on this for a while. This is his passion project. He goes to one of the directors that is willing to produce it for him. But because of those leaked videos and stuff, this director's wife was like, nah, she's not having it. I can't produce this movie, even though this guy loved it. He's pretty much saying your career is pretty much done because of those photos, so it's just best for you to start all over again. So this guy's career is struggling. So finally he gets let's just say he gets a little bit of motivation from his manager, his agent, if you will. And basically she's saying that we found someone that'll produce your movie. But you can't make a movie if you're in jail because of these lawsuits. So you need to find a way to handle this. You know, he gets a mask and a knife from another the director that wants to produce it and is willing to produce it. But like I said, he can't do it from jail. And he kind of has a contemplation of, do I need to go over the deep end or do I want to? And then next you know, he starts seeing these lawsuits and his career. And that's why I called it a horror satire of fame, because it's pretty much a satire of how far fame can push you over. And I ain't gonna lie, I'd have killed them bitches too. Fuck that. It ain't gonna ruin my goddamn career. Especially, you know, if I wrote supposedly one of the biggest scripts ever. Not one of the biggest, but one of the best scripts ever of my life. And it can get published, but I might go to jail because my phone got hacked. Which, by the way, that's some bullshit anyway. Those greedy bitches agreed to him filming it. Which, by the way, this movie opens up. Now that I'm done with the plot synopsis, blah, 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 here we go. This movie opens up with some straight hardcore fucking. Sean, my man, here, let me do this for you real quick. Standing ovation. I don't know if you know about this, Sean, but I'm from Long Beach, California, LA County area, and right by the ocean and stuff like that. But there's been a problem in theaters. It's very epidemic here in LA. And motherfuckers giving standing ovations to shitty ass films. You get a standing ovation from me over putting some hardcore sex in here, and for the first time in my fucking 5-year critic career here, I actually thought I was going to review a porno, and I couldn't have been prouder. I actually shed a fucking tear. I was so proud of that first 5 minutes you did, and especially with that one with that big ass boot. Doing Leonardo DiCaprio right now, biting the fist. These girls had some meat on them. I mean, he's had every color in here. There's even a funny joke in here too, because after he gets done sleeping one night, he's got this Asian girlfriend. He's got a little meat on her. I liked her a lot, actually. And he's got he's calling all these girls over his house pretty much to tell them, it's no big thing. Don't talk to the media. Don't talk to your lawyer. Nothing like that. And he's got a piece of paper right under the fucking pillow where every now and then he'd glance back at it just to remember the girl's name. And I remember he kept calling this one girl, the Asian girl, Danielle, and her name is Sky and whatever. And when she was just like, are you fucking kidding me? You looking at a fucking piece of paper to remember my name? How many fucking hoes did you sleep with and shit? That shit had me laughing. And that's like in the first 8 minutes of the film, maybe even the first 5 minutes of the film. But I thought it was funny as hell. You know, one thing I gotta say about this, I'm not a fan of horror because I think horror is stupid and cheap as shit. But I'll get into your horror aspects a little bit later. I will say, your comedy in here, even though it is very few and in between, and there's not much comedy in here, people. It's probably that line, there's a couple of lines from him. Your comedy is pretty good. I gotta give you that. I laughed at least 3 times at the parts you're supposed to laugh. And even the character himself. Now, this is where it gets into the whole directing, writing, and acting part or whatever. I normally don't like that. I think you handled yourself pretty well, actually. And it's not even to suck your dick, dude, because I could give a shit less. I don't even know who the fuck you are. But I got to say, you probably was the best thing in the film as far as the acting goes. You was actually charismatic and charming. You had something, it was something in your voice that it felt like you was just, you know, you felt comfortable about what you were doing and stuff like that. And even when you became this horror slasher killer in here and you put this mask on and stuff like that, I thought even you were still, like, charismatic. You was kind of like almost like a Freddy Krueger in a type of deal here. And I found you entertaining. Every time you was on screen, I thought you was entertaining. Because I'm going to tell you, some of the people in this fucking movie couldn't act for shit. And it was funny because one of the girls, I think you killed her last. Because they had a Kim Kardashian want to be in here. Which, by the way, that girl has some nice ass titties on her. And ass, titties, titties, ass, titties. I'm talking like, I mean, she was shaking them things. I mean, good lord, I wanted to take a bite of that girl. She's supposed to be like a Kim Kardashian parody in this film and stuff. And but it wasn't her. It was the girl before her, black girl, light skin, little, damn sure thick on her. That's for damn sure. I thought she was gorgeous in this film. Now, people, you may not see this, and maybe you will see this because you can buy the DVD off Amazon. I believe it's on there for $7.99. Go ahead and purchase that if you want to. Give my man some support here. Just type in The Fappening on Amazon, and it'll come up. It'll be the first thing you look up. $7.99. I think it's Amazon Prime, too. You get it in 2 days if you're a Prime member. But one thing in here, that girl, you sent a text message in the film, and she was texting you back talking about how she was a star and stuff like that. That girl was terrible in that fucking scene. Just fucking terrible. And here's the thing. I thought she was the most beautiful girl in the fucking film, too. But there was something I noticed, too. I scrolled down on the screener you sent me, and you had to delete the scene with her, and you put in some subtext in there saying it was ad-libbing and stuff like that, where they were talking about the Oreo cookies and stuff. She was good in that. They actually felt they had some really good chemistry in here. It was a deleted scene, people. She was good in that scene. So I don't know what it was about the actual scene that was in the movie with it, but she was not good in that scene at all. I mean, there was even a point where she pepper sprays the fuck out of him. But she doesn't run. She just jumps on the bed and then kind of scoots back. I'm not going to lie. I was hoping things would have got a little frisky because I already had my dick whipped out, and I was just like, yeah, here we go now. All right, that's what I'm talking about. But people, the sex scenes are... There's no sex scenes in here besides the first 5 minutes of it. And he shows tits and ass. Once again, ass, titties. But, So, I think your comedy aspect in here, I thought it worked. I like Sean Weathers, too. Especially when he put the mask on. He looked at the knife and he's just like, this is not a laughing matter. I thought, I was like, you know, this guy is pretty goddamn charming, I must say. That knife looks fake as shit, by the way. And you can tell that it was fake and shit and plastic and bought at the 99-cent Halloween store. So your next time in your next movie, even though I know this is low budget, you might want to just get a real knife for scenes like that, because my God. Oh, another thing too, the sound effect noises of stabbing someone sound like shit. I don't know if he was trying to be a parody of making funny noises or something like that, but it just sounded awkward as fuck. It made it sound just normal. I mean, well, not no. What the fuck am I talking about? Normal? No, it made it sound cheap as shit. And you know, yeah, it's not. Of course, this film was low budget, independent, and stuff like that. But you know, there's definitely more sound. I mean, you really didn't even have to make a sound effect noise. Honestly, you could have had the girl scream or something like that. But then there's a couple of things in here where people are screaming and getting stabbed, like the drug dealer, where he was constantly stabbing him. I like that. Even though he's getting stabbed, and it's almost over the fifth time he's gotten stabbed, he's still able to scream. I don't think after your second time getting stabbed in the head, you ain't gonna be screaming no more. No, let alone your hands moving and shit like that, still trying to reach for you. So tell that guy shut the fuck up next time. But that guy was funny as fuck, because he reminds me of one of our listeners on here, Big Ty. He's like, yo, son, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, this took place in either Chicago or New York, and Big Ty is from Big Chi-town, so yo, son, you got my drugs on me, son. You know what I'm saying? That dude's pretty. He had his moments that made me chuckle a little bit. The first half of it, I was liking a lot. I'm not gonna lie, I was liking a lot, because I did like seeing Sean go through these trials and tribulations of all the stuff that's happening to him in his life and stuff like that. Even people he didn't help out in their careers, if you will. I mean, there was this one chick who, by the way, oh my gosh, she was hot. Apparently, she used to be a waitress at a diner or something like that, and you pulled her in one of your fucking straight to DVD films and stuff like that. I wish I could remember her name. I know the girl that played the Kim Kardashian here was Erica Smith. She did a great job playing that annoying bitch, which, by the way, though, even though I call Kim Kardashian annoying bitch, she's still fine as hell, too. And I think you got someone just as fine, too. So, kudos to you, my friend. The girl that was with the waitress that you found at the diner or something like that, I thought she did a great job in the role. Oh, not a great job. She did a good job of what she was supposed to do. And, you know, her kind of selling you out a little bit in the film. Yeah, I can see why that would push you a little off the rails here. So now here's, I guess, where my problems come in more so, is when the horror aspect kicks in. When you first got the mask, that was okay. I was cool with that. I think it was just because some of the kills kind of looked cheap. But I like the psychological part of what the movie does, as far as, like, you know, should this guy go over on the deep end of pretty much trying to save his career because, you know, fame is just waiting for him. And the whole thing talking about with his parents and stuff like that, I like little aspects like that because I like the psychological part. I'm a big fan of thrillers, not horror, but I think horror is just cheap and stupid looking, if you ask me. So I wasn't a fan necessarily of the murdering parts or whatever. I did like Sean Weathers' charisma in him, though. When he put on the mask, it was almost like he was a whole different character, and I did like that part about him. But none of the kills looked unique or different or anything like that. They were just regular slasher shit that you've seen before, just holding someone down to the ground, constantly stabbing them. The one time he killed someone, which I thought was funny and creative, is when one of the whore, when this whore comes to his apartment, his crappy looking ass apartment, and she is like waiting to kill him or something like that, which I don't know why people don't even, why the fuck is she gonna kill him if she's, I'm supposedly thinking she was supposed to sue him, so yeah. So he's just pretty much going down a track list of all the people that, trying to, all the women that's suing him so he can kill them and get them off the Richter scale. She falls asleep because she's smoking and drinking. She falls asleep on his dumbbell. Oh, not his dumbbell, his weight set. And he picks up one of the fucking weights on the dumbbell and he just, and they put it in slow motion and he slams it down her head. That shit was awesome. You should have, I will say for a tip to that, you should have cut the screen to black, because he did cut the screen black because he, obviously they wouldn't even want to show you some cheap looking effect of him hitting her with a fucking dumbbell or something like that. But you should have cut the screen black right before it hit her face. And you shouldn't even made a noise, and you should, then you should have came the scene back to where the blood, because that shot was actually pretty funny as shit. I was laughing my ass off. I don't know why. I was just laughing because that slow motion shot of that weight coming down her fucking face, I was like, she deserved every fucking bit of it. She wasn't saying a damn thing when she was bent on all fours and you was giving her that long pipe, which, by the way, Sean, you are a good-looking brother, I must say. Yeah, them abs, my God, man. Them shit's got to be photoshopped. That dude looked photoshopped in this movie. I don't even know how that's possible, but he looked photoshopped, looking damn good. So I believe he was fucking all them girls in this film. Hey, brother, you want to pass that along to another brother right here? Sure. Give a little, or a reviewer here some love. but overall, it's about an hour and 14, 15 minutes? Maybe a little longer than that. I don't know. I can't remember. But it's not long. It goes through pretty quickly. The pacing is okay. I don't think it overstays it welcome. It's welcome. There's some moments in there which was literally entertaining. I think his comedy, I haven't reviewed all of his movies yet, but I think his comedy was definitely better than his horror. And that's probably just because I'm biased against horror, though, but I'm not a big fan of horror. But I'm not really a big fan of comedy either, because they haven't really made a outstanding comedy. But if you can make someone laugh and be entertaining, I think that works much better. And you clearly have the charisma to carry on some funny line. Maybe not make a full comedy, but you have the charisma and charm to at least make me chuckle or laugh or something like that. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and give this a high stream it. I know, a horror film in 2015 that gets an actual decent rating from P1. I know it's blowing my mind right now too, but yes, give it a high stream it. Did enjoy myself. And by the way, another critic would say, it's gonna make a lot of money because it's got a lot of black people in it, you know. So I don't know why I did my voice like that, because he sounds nothing like that, but you know. So yeah, like I said, head on over to Amazon. Go ahead, purchase this DVD, $7.99. I think it's Amazon Prime too, so if you're a Prime member, get it 2-day shipping. Another thing too is, why don't you go ahead and visit my main man, Sean Weathers, on his IMDb page, The Frappening. Go ahead and shoot some love there. Maybe once you watch the movie, you can give your own user review or something like that. And another thing which you can do too is, why don't you head on over to his website at www.fullcirclefilmworks.com. That's fullcirclefilmworks.com. There will be purchase links there for where you can buy the film and check out some of his other work as well. My man has a lot of films going on right now, and he's releasing them nonstop. And the dude is a dedicated filmmaker right here. That is www.fullcirclefilmworks.com. You can also like his Facebook page at facebook.com/filmmakersSeanWeathers. And then follow him on Twitter, too, at twitter.com/SeanWeathers. Well, people, that has been the frappening. And Sean, I just got one more thing to ask. That light skin girl you had in that deleted scene, you tell her to call me, page me, 1-800-PUSH-IT.
These women are portraying you as a monster, and perception is reality, my friend. If they're going to treat you like a monster, then maybe you should show them what a monster can really do.
Now this is no laughing matter.